Welcome back to Choice Tunes, and it's my pleasure to present Choice Tunes. Now, this interview is going ahead. Unfortunately, Cindy McLeish wasn't able to ring in. But anyway, I have with me on the line from the MacKillop Family Services, the State Manager for Carer Recruitment and Other Things, Tanya Ferris. Welcome, Tanya.
Hello, Alan. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. It's great to have you as part of Choice Tunes. Now, we obviously, part of the interview, we want to talk about MacKillop Services and Family Service, and we also want to try and help you get some volunteers. But first of all, part of this show is to let the people know about the sort of people that are involved in our community in Victoria and how they got the position they are. So, Tanya, can I ask you, where were you born?
Yeah, of course, Alan. I was born in a little town on the southwest coast called Warrnambool, and I hear that you know all about Warrnambool.
It's not a little town, let me tell you, it's a big town.
It feels little to me sometimes.
Tanya, have you been in Warrnambool in all your life?
Yeah, I'm the eldest of three siblings. Yep. And I was born into a strong family here in the Warrnambool area. Grew up actually on a farm out in Killarney, so experienced farm life as well, but had a big family with lots of cousins, which was amazing. And I met my husband actually here in Warrnambool. He also grew up in the Warrnambool area. We have a family ourselves, so we've got three incredible boys. Yep. And it's been a privilege to raise them in Warrnambool. We did a little bit of time over in WA, actually. We spent 5 years over in WA, but we were called home. Our hearts were here, and that's where we are now.
Terrific. So were your parents they were obviously in Warrnambool when you were born. Were they brought up in Warrnambool as well, or did your parents move there?
Yeah, so I talk about my mum's parents a lot. So they were really strong role models for me, my nana and grandfather. They actually were born and bred in South Australia, so Penola.
Oh, yeah, Penola, yep.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful spot. And when we talk about Mary MacKillop, our line is quite strong there. So born and raised in Penola, and they ended up moving over to Victoria to the southwest. And so that's where my mum grew up and spent a lot of time with her siblings in Mortlake. And my dad's family actually grew up in Koroit, which is a very small town in the south coast. So always been a part of this little community.
That's terrific. All right, so we don't talk about school because everybody goes to school or uni and whatever they do. Yeah. So when you left school, what was your first part-time job? Did you have a part-time job when you were at school or high school or something?
Great question. I actually held quite a few. So I actually started working in a kitchen at the local pub in Killarney, which is no longer there anymore, actually. These little watering holes kind of disappeared over the years. But I started there. But I think my first real job was working at Target, and where a lot of teenagers start. You know, I started at 15, and when I left school, I wanted to go to uni, and I did actually apply to go to uni, and it just wasn't the right fit for me. I had a bit of a challenging adolescence, and it wasn't the right time for me, so I stayed with Target and actually worked my way up and became a manager
within
Target and in Warrnambool. No, you're right, and I think that's where my love of leadership and working within teams and supporting staff really came from. That was embedded quite strongly within the environment, the work environment at Target.
Right, so you were at Target. Now, has that always been your job or up until MacKillop or did you have other jobs as well?
Yeah, no, so I'm pretty old, Alan.
You won't beat some of us.
I started at Target, and then it was then when I went to have my eldest son, Logan, actually. And after I had him, I decided that I wanted to go back into the trade and I wanted to go back into retail. So I went, I actually started my own business and did that for quite a while. And then I ended up studying social work whilst I was a mum. But over that time and still now, I hold an event business, actually. We run the own and run the local farmers market here in Warrnambool. So yeah, I've always had that love of business, connecting with people. I think that's where it comes from, and leading within the community. So always being a part of community. And it was in my study that took me to MacKillop. So straight out of study, straight into MacKillop, actually. And I've been there now for almost 8 years.
Terrific. All right, let's start to play a bit of music. The Script by Hall of Fame. Why did you pick that?
It's a great song. This song, Alan, reminds me of my eldest boy, Logan. My eldest boy, Logan, has autism and, you know, it's been quite a journey for him over his lifetime. He's 21 now and he's at uni, but this song reminds me of the determination that this boy had and how he was going to make his mark in the world. And it also reminds me of our kids that we care for at MacKillop, where they just need that support and security. They will make their mark in the world and they deserve every opportunity to do that. This song reminds me of that.
Terrific. I'm actually doing an interview on autism in about 3 or 4 weeks, so that's terrific.
Fantastic.
Right, let's play The Script by Hall of Fame.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock.
Yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the hall.
You can run the mile.
You can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero. You can get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country. Do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
champions. You can be a champion banging on your chest.
You can be a champion.
to Choice Tunes, and I'm talking to Tanya Ferris, and she's the state manager for Carer Recruitment. And we'll be talking a bit about that because I'm sure she'd like to. They can never have too many carers. Tanya, I think you've probably three quarters answered this question, but anybody who joins any organisation like MacKillop and that, don't do it for the money, because I'm sure you'd earn a lot more money if you were managing a Target store or any of those organisations or anything in the corporate world. But what, apart from your son, was it only because of your son with autism that drove you into getting into this sector, or did you always feel as though that was a part where you wanted to be a part of?
Yeah, I think I've always had a drive to work with children. And I think, you know, one of my biggest core values, Alan, is that the voice of children should always be heard. I didn't always experience that myself in my childhood. And it became really important for me as I was a parent. And I think that's what led me into this work, is that children's rights should be upheld and that all children deserve to have a safe and happy home. And, you know, you talk to any of the staff that work within MacKillop Family Services, there is a passion to care for children. And there's a passion for social justice. And that's what, you're exactly right, we don't do it for the money. And many long hours spent here, but it is all about social justice for our community. I think over the years at MacKillop and within my role in the carer recruitment team, learning about foster carers and the incredibly selfless people that they are, and the true champions that they are within our community, that's what drives me to stay in this role and to continue to do the work that I do, is to find our next generation of foster carers who will care for our kids.
Which is getting harder and harder to get too, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. I think since COVID, it has been really hard to try and find foster carers. I think there's so many pressures, Alan, out there in the community now. You know, we're talking about financial pressures at the minute, and, you know, families are impacted on many different levels. But I still firmly believe that there are people out there with genuine motivation to provide a safe environment for children. And, you know, we care for children newborn all the way up to 18, Alan. So it is really about providing that care right across and providing a safe and secure childhood. But I think foster carers also, and this is what I find so incredibly selfless about them, is they always put the child first. And with children who are in foster care also come their birth families. And so foster carers work so beautifully in with birth families and make sure that children have connection to their families, their community, their schools, their friends. And that's just who our foster carers are. And I fully believe, Alan, that we continue, you know, through the work that we do, we will continue to find these genuine, kind-hearted families who will become our next foster carers.
All right, let's just take another song, because there's a couple of other things I want to cover with you yet. Vance Joy, We're Going Home. Why that one?
This is such a beautiful song, Alan. This song to me is all about home. So who we share our home with, what our home represents. For me, it's about where I come home every night. So my family's there, and it reminds me of that. But for our foster carers and our kids, it's about providing a safe home for them and that it's available. So that's why I chose this song.
All right, let's play it.
Surface, you don't know what you'll find until it's your time. No second chances, but all we can do is try. I made up my mind. I can't see you, but I hear your call. Baby, hold on now. We're going home. When I see a light shine, I know I'm home. things are simple and hard to ignore. They say, the truth is like that. We're getting colder, so far from the shore. I say, the world is like that. I can't see you, but I hear your call. Baby, hold on now. We're going home. If we make it or we don't, we won't be alone. When I see your light shine, I'm going home. If you're waiting all your life, you won't ever go. When I see your light shine, we're going home. If we make it or we don't, we won't be alone. When I see your light shine, I know I'm home. If you're waiting all your life, you won't ever go. When I see your light shine,
welcome back to Choice Tunes, and I'm talking to Tanya from the MacKillop Family Services. Look, I don't want to go into this too far because I just want to sort of keep moving on. But one of the things that we should mention that I've got a lot of time for carers, because it's hard enough to look after your own children, and some of these people have got their own children, no doubt, but some of these children also bring with them a few problems, don't they? Because they're not coming out of their family because it's a happy environment. They're coming out of their family because there is something wrong. So it makes the carer so much, they're just special people to take on young people like that, aren't they?
Alan, they're really, really special, genuine people. And you're right, children who come into the foster care system have been removed from their families and they've experienced trauma in some way or form. So foster carers, and you mentioned parenting, foster carers have to care for our children in a different way because they're responding to trauma.
Yep.
And that's what they learn. So services like MacKillop Family Services will really skill foster carers up. There's a lot of training that goes into being a foster carer, and it really helps support and give strategies to the foster carers so they can meet the immediate needs of these kids.
All right, now I want to lighten the mood a little bit because we've been talking, it's a subject we want to talk about, but let's lighten the mood. What was the very first car you bought?
Very first car. Do you know, it would be a Holden Commodore wagon.
So this is the one you bought as a young girl?
Well, it was actually my husband's. Do you know, I've never actually bought my own car. It was my husband's car when we first met. And then when we got married, he's a mechanic, Alan, so he's in charge of all the car purchases.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I thought you might have had a car of your own when you were 18 or not, or something.
No, my husband taught me how to. I didn't get my driver's license until I was 21.
Oh,
yeah, I was a pretty slow learner, but I haven't stopped now. And do you know what? It's quite funny because now I travel the state of Victoria for my job, so I live in my car.
I bet you do. Goanna, solid rock. Why did you pick that one?
Oh, this is such a pivotal song, Alan. So, you know, used to listen to this song a lot when I was a kid, and now working in this field and understanding the history of our Aboriginal people and understanding that our Aboriginal children are still overrepresented in the out-of-home care sector, there's a key line in this song that stands out for me, and it is all about we need to understand the true history of our Aboriginal people.
Let's play it. Talking to Tanya from MacKillop Family Services. Sorry, something just took my attention. Tanya, I just want to ask you one thing. I mean, you're involved in MacKillop Family Services. I know you're looking for volunteers, and we're going to give people the opportunity and talk about that before we finish at 3 o'clock. Is there any one particular event in the 8 years that you've been working with MacKillop where you say, gee, that's the best thing that could have ever happened? Maybe it's an outcome for a young child or whatever.
Yes, such a great question. There's so many incredible outcomes that come with providing safe homes for our kids. But I think one that stands out for me is, I'm going to say this and you might go, Tanya, where are you going with this? But during COVID, watching our foster carers immediately respond to the needs of our kids during that time. We were in a world where everything was shutting down, everything was closing. There was so, people were scared, Alan. People were trying to decide what they were going to do. They were staying home. Our foster carers, we call them our frontline workers, they just stood up and said, no matter what's going on, we will put the kids first. And Alan, they did. They were homeschooling at home, homeschooling their own kids as well as the foster care kids. They were keeping them connected to their birth family, so they came up with different ways of being able to make that contact happen. They were supporting their own work while supporting our kids. I have never seen anything like it. These carers just stood up and said, we've got these kids. And that's just demonstrates the true heroes that these carers are.
Terrific. All fired up. By Pat Badada. Why'd you pick that?
Well, I picked this song because my adolescence was quite challenging, and I used to play this song to go, you've got this, Tan, you can do it. It used to fire me up, yeah? And I think about our kids and within MacKillop, and their adolescence can be really challenging. It's a challenging time. So this is a bit of a motivational song, Alan.
All right, let's go. Tanya, we've no doubt, we know we've got listeners today, but if we've got a listener or some listeners who have been tossing up along the line whether they would be a carer or not, what would your message be to them today?
Yeah, Alan, I think if you've got a genuine motivation to care for children, I think my message would be to find out more. Don't sit on that motivation. Find out. See if it is the right fit for you. There's a lot of myths out there about foster care. We have very regular information sessions. So if you head to mckillop.org.au, you will be able to join an information session. And the beauty about that, Alan, is you can talk directly to a foster carer. There's opportunity to ask the foster carers directly what this role is all about and find out if it does fit in with you. We've got so many different foster carers. They come from all walks of life, Alan, and single foster carers, families, same-sex couples. Anyone can inquire about being a foster carer, but find out if it's the right fit for you.
Because, a lot of people do believe that you've got to be a married couple with your own children, but that's not right anymore, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. It really is around that genuine motivation and ability to care for a child, and then everything else is explored when you go through the application process. But you've got to have that genuine motivation to provide for the well-being and the immediate needs of these children, and that's what it's about. It's about fostering their identities and helping them navigate this space because it's such a traumatic time for them in their lives.
Yep. Now, I'm particularly keen to get to this song because you mentioned it before. Good morning, singing in the rain. Why did you pick that?
Oh, it brings such a smile to my face, Alan. It reminds me of my nana. My nana is my strongest role model, and although she's no longer here with us, she still remains my strongest role model. I remember we used to sit down and watch Singing in the Rain together, and it reminded me of all these special moments that we hear from our kids in care that they get to do with their foster carers. Don't underestimate that one little special connection because it can stay with a child forever.
Righto, let's play it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning. Good morning, sunbeam will soon smile through. Good morning to you
and you and you and you. Good morning, we've gabbed the whole night through. Good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana
in the morning. In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
Might be just as zippy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, wasn't right, but came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Don't say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buongiorno. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you.
Tanya, Amazing Grace. Why did you pick that?
I think that's my connection to my Catholic upbringing, Alan. Yep. And Mary MacKillop was a huge figure, probably because of my nana, because of where my family roots over in Panola. And so I grew up knowing the story of Mary MacKillop and understanding her deep passion to care for children and her social justice. And that has certainly been ingrained in my family with my children as well. So this song brings me great comfort because it's what led me to work for MacKillop, was you know, the true values that I learned from understanding the work of Mary MacKillop.
All right, let's play it. Tanya, if we've got people listening, not so much if we've got, we know we've got people listening, but are interested in pursuing the idea of becoming a foster carer. How are they going to get hold of MacKillop Family Services?
Alan, I would encourage anyone to jump over to the website, so mckillop.org.au. You'll find a phone number that you can ring if you want to talk to Leanne. We'll be on the other end of the phone. You can talk about foster care, but also you can make a direct inquiry and Leanne will give you a call. And as I mentioned before, you can join an information session where you can find out more. There's also a lot of great stories on the website, Alan. So you can hear directly about foster carers' experiences. Our real life foster carers, it's important to put their stories out there. So jump onto the website and have a bit of a have a look.
Sounds good. Neil Young, Heart of Gold, why?
This is about finding foster carers, Alan. This is about searching for those people who have a heart of gold. And that is, I know that that is my life's work. It is to continue to find, and I will do that. I will continue to search for those hearts of gold that will care for our state's most vulnerable kids.
Sounds great. Let's just hear it. First of all, thank you for being part of Choice Tunes. We like to know a bit about the people that are being part of organisations, so it's been great to have you along. The second thing is, please give us the contact details again before we go, and then tell me why Ed Sheeran, Life Goes On, you chose that.
Oh, thank you, Alan. Thank you for having us and representing MacKillop. So jump onto the website at mckillop.org.au. It's where you'll find out all the information you need about foster care, but also about MacKillop Family Services in general. Yep. We're quite a large organisation. this last song is quite emotional for me, Alan, and what a beautiful one to finish with. This this song reminds me of the greatest grief that I ever experienced in my lifetime, and it was last year when I lost my best friend. And he was extremely proud of the work that I did, told me that all the time, and he was a big supporter of Mick Hillop. And I remember one thing he said to me once, and he said, you just have to keep going, Tan, and you have to look after those kids. And I think it's a beautiful way to finish this interview.
Sounds good to me, Tanya. Look, I wish you all the best. We will have you back in the next couple of months, and we will spend a whole lot of time about the carers and hear some stories and that. But thank you for being part of the show, and I'll talk to you later on.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Tanya. Bye.
Like a train, I ran out of words. I got nothing to say. Everything hurts, and I know love leads to pain. But memories serve our sweetest refrain. Mm-hmm. The waves came tumbling down. As you float away, I'm reaching for you to tell me how my life goes on with you gone. I suppose I sink like a stone if you leave me now. Oh, the storms will roll, easy come, hard go. Leave me now. Oh, the storms will.